Hello? What's your sign? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Welcome back to the Astrologers. Another week, another zick.
Another zick. Okay, I know you're not fucking lying. It's Aries season. You catch an order come. No,
barely.
Welcome back, you guys, for another episode of the Astrologers.
Cock destroyers.
Cook.
We have to put a clip of them so they know what we're talking about. Just to reference, there's these crazy English porn star bitches that are just. I can't. They have bowling ball tits. Their lips look like Tupperware. I love them. I'm obsessed with them. And all they scream is cock destroyer.
Cock destroyer.
Go off. And I'm pretty sure like they're a fire and an air sign. I'm pretty sure one was a Leo or they were both fire. When I looked it up, I was like, make it make sense.
They nasty bitches and I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a nasty
motherfucker. I can't wait till we get famous enough to actually like have them on the pod. Because I will literally
We're gonna
die.
Have them.
We are. We're manifesting.
Manifest.
If I can manifest this stupid ass Taurus man in my DMs, I can manifest the cock destroyers on the pod. So,
woohoo! That's right, baby. But, you know, we've got some fun news. We actually added two more fucking countries to our streaming.
Give it to me.
Stephanie, take it away.
France.
Ooh, oui.
And Slovakia.
Ooh. Bonjour.
Hey, welcome. Guys, you know what this means? We're officially streaming in 20 countries.
Amazing.
20 fucking countries. That's insane.
My mind is blown. My heart is full. Like, it's just crazy. Like, what?
You got 20 countries listening to us talk mad shit.
Like, about...
Talk about dicks and wops.
And astrology. Astro and ass, I guess, you know, make... I love it. Thank
it's
you.
It's the ass and astrology and astrologers for me.
I'm so blessed. So, I just want to take a moment. We all do to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for loving us and supporting us and thinking we some funny hoes, but I guess we are.
I love me a nice French baguette.
Woohoo!
Is you dumb?
My favorite French line.
But what's up, France and Slovakia? Welcome.
Bonjour.
Alors on danse.
Put your hands in the sky right now.
Alors on danse. Alors on danse.
You know, so we're still in Aries season. How y'all feeling? I guess good.
First of all, since Mercury has hit Aries, I've been very vocal and very... Oh. I've been in a whole ass mood. Like, I've been cursing dudes out left and right for no reason.
No fucks.
And, like, the crazy in me is, like, has been coming out.
It's
like,
activating.
It's activated and I'm, like, not stopping my mouth.
Because the sun and Mercury, so right now we're like, boom, 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 boom. Like, just don't fucking think, just fucking go and scream.
Like, I'm very impulsive. Scream. Yeah, I get very impulsive, especially this one dude I was talking to, like... He pretty much ghosted me this weekend, and I just was like, yo, I'm gonna fuck your ass up through text. Like, I just completely just
you
lost
just
my
bing,
shit.
Bing, bing, bing.
You
bing,
just
bing,
ripped
bing.
Him a new one.
I did. I
and
was
you know
like,
what? Rightfully deserved, right?
And then
oh,
I
for
thought,
sure.
I ripped him a new one, and then I unfollowed him. The next
I was like, rip and flip. Bye. Bye, gotta go. Bonjour.
No, I'll be the same.
Gotta go.
Et boom,
yeah. But how you feeling, Steph? We gotta get our weekly snort. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
I don't want Aries season to end.
I know.
Me neither.
Like the energy?
But y'all season is next and y'all don't even want it to come?
No.
We do.
You just said otherwise.
Two more weeks.
Listen, as a medic Aries, we're celebrating two seasons back to back.
Okay. All right.
So I'm all right. I'm loving the fire energy, though.
Astrological New Year. I think Aries season has just been just fucking amazing. Like,
Yup.
Like a fucking man. I love it. I feel like I always thrive though during fire and air seasons more than water. I thrive during earth too because I have a lot of earth, but something about a fire sign, I'm like, like I just feel like that bitch.
But the fire season got me all fucked up.
She's just yelling.
I don't know if it's that or the moldavite on my finger for the past 3 weeks, but
is it 3 weeks already?
I don't even know.
It haven't evaporated yet.
At least we're still here.
Yo,
we didn't get clipped, thank God. We'll circle back to Moldavite and Crystalep. That will
do. If you guys don't know what that is.
So let's dive into this week's astrological events. On the 14th, Venus will be entering Taurus. So we're leaving spicy Aries and we're actually entering Venus's favorite place, her comfort zone. So you're going to feel a shift, less of a sense of go, 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 and more about enjoying the pleasures of life. Wink, wink, sex about to get hot. The planet of love is hanging out in the most sensual sign. This energy is all about allowing relations to blossom and to glow the fuck up. May it be romantic, platonic, work-related. Allow the structure and determination of a Tarsus in Venus to strengthen and boost the areas of love and money, baby. And like I just said, sex better get good. So if you fuck, if you good.
Get the candles. Get the Marvin Gaye, like, mate.
I'm going to tickle your toes.
Get the whipped cream.
You know what that means, though. Venus in Gemini is right around the corner.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Y'all really going to be fucking like hamsters. bunnies. Also, on the 19th, Mercury and the Sun will be entering Taurus. So that means Venus, Mercury, and the Sun, we're rolling into Taurus season, Taurus as fuck. And we're going to go more into this next episode, because next episode actually is the Hand Me a Snack and a Blanket of Taurus season episode.
That's right.
But we've had the rebirth and rush of Aries season, but now it's time to enter the second sign of the zodiac wheel and come back down to Earth. Like I said, next week we're going to go really in-depth in Taurus season, so I'm not going to touch on it too much today, but what we are going to touch up on is some extra slut butts for y'all. Because we came in motherfucking horny this week.
Woohoo!
Wet, wet, wet.
Horny.
Nikita, I heard you got a fucking crazy ass slut butt this week.
Yo, we got... So, we have a Pisces friend of ours who gave us tons of stories, but I'm gonna divide it up. I can't tell them all today because it's a lot. It's
too much.
I was like, Jesus
Christ!
Jackpot!
She's a Pisces sun, Aries moon, Cancer rising.
Oof.
That Aries moon, y'all. Love to see it. So, she has given us stories about... For first of all... After talking to her, it made us realize that we're all starting an OnlyFans for our feet. Because she...
I'm fucking up out here, hiding my
toes. Yo, that ass. So, if you see toes, if you see our toes, mind your business.
If you see me on Foot Finder, subscribe. Like, throw me $3.
The astrologer's Foot Finder. Guess whose toe is who?
I got some cute piggy wiggies.
I mean, you could probably guess mine first, but... I'm the white one. I'm kidding. Anyway, so our Pisces friend, she has a Leo friend who is a dominatrix. So
it's a Leo being a dominatrix
for me. I mean, that's all it took.
I love that for her.
I love that, and I think that just even like the being a dominatrix in itself, we haven't really talked about that, but it's like a huge community. That's a community that I would like to dive into.
She's like, get me assless chaps. I'm ready to go.
I mean,
get me some whips.
After we spoke to our Pisces friend, we were literally like, we should all get into this. Cause like,
I was like, Steph should really get into this.
So they have a client that they set up, I think weekly or bi-weekly,
monthly, whatever he wants.
Whenever
he's feeling like.
And this specific individual just wants to be like fully degraded, like to the point where they would like spit on him. They'd like curse him out. They'd be like, "You smell like all this
your
shit.
Your dick is small.
Yeah, your dick's tiny. And, like smush it and like step on it and like step on his face or like hit him and." They took like an electrical cord and like hit him with it, and he just loved it. He would come in like a jail suit and put like with handcuffs and shit and handcuff him and like literally yell at him like "fuck you, like you suck, like all this shit."
Yo, that's wild.
It's fucking wild.
But she said he likes to get kicked with the shoes on.
Kicked with the shoes on, and then stuff the shoe in his face and make him smell it.
All while
he's like touching himself. And he's, like, requested to, like, get beat up in public. Like, he's, like, beat me up in the park. And she's, like, I'm not doing that at this time. No. He's, like, pushing the limit. She's, like, enough.
He's,
but,
like, in the supermarket, kick me in aisle 7. Fuck me in aisle 7. Fuck me up. And they're, like, bruh. They're getting bread for this.
Like, they really are. I'm like, sign me the fuck
yo,
up.
We're all looking
he's
at
like
it
some,
like
CEO, like fucking like officey dude. Like I'm like, it's always them.
It's always them.
It's that always them hedge fund motherfuckers that want a dick up their ass and a foot in their face. And if you're a head fudge motherfucker, you want to pay to play, call us.
No, we're not.
Times is hard. It's COVID still.
No, no, no. Call us. Call us.
Like, I have this great pink set. That's what I got it for about Galentine.
Yeah, we'll dress up and everything. Like, shit.
But... I'll dress up like the Easter Bunny. Oh, for real?
Listen, for the month, for shit. But yeah, that's my slut butt of our Pisces friend. There's more to come, but we'll break it down next week.
She is wild, and I fucking love it.
I love it. She's the best.
It's just...
It's the wild Pisces. People be thinking that Pisces are like really tamed, but they're
not.
They're
fucking nuts.
They are fucking insane.
Why do you think we always be saying shit about Pisces on the pod? It's not because they're care bears, but like inside their jigsaw, and I love them for it.
I love it.
I have a lot of Pisces female friends that I love.
There's a reason why in episode one when we did the horny meter that they were right, like a little above the middle.
Yeah, they were in the middle. I can't remember verbatim.
I think they're the highest water sign, right?
I'm pretty sure they were.
Oh, second highest water sign.
Yeah, second highest because Scorpio. Yeah,
they're the second highest. I mean, obviously Cancer came in last, but you know,
fucking wild. I see my friend, the Pisces that sucked dick at a Mexican restaurant at 2:30 in the afternoon. That's a Pisces.
Honestly,
the Pisces kicking the guy in the face. That's a Pisces. Pisces a are Pisces. Crazy, and I love it.
But it was her Aries moon for me. I'm sure she got her anger out that way. Like,
she was like, pay me to. I'm like, oh, fucking motherfucker. People are gonna be like, wow, you guys are really angry. No, we're not. It's just Aries season.
It's just Aries season. Hey,
but speaking of Pisces, I heard we got another Pisces story.
We do.
Pisces man.
Oh god.
Let me tell you, this guy is a crazy motherfucker. Which we're actually gonna have him
on the fucking podcast
in about a month or so. So he's gonna give us a ton of stories.
Yo, I'm telling you, this fucking Pisces got a different bitch in a bed every night.
Literally every fucking night.
And then when I looked at the birth chart, I was like,
it makes sense.
Wow, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot of energy right there. Like, just very sexual. And boom, I was like, oh, make it make even more sense.
I'm done.
Make it make even more sense because it made so much sense. But Steph got a story from him, so.
So I was on FaceTime with him. He was like, yo, I got a fucking crazy story for you.
Oh, God.
He fucked four different girls four nights in a row from Thursday to Monday.
What? He's the opposite of a cock destroyer. He's a pussy destroyer.
He's a pussy destroyer.
Oh, my God.
Pussy destroyer. Pisces pussy.
Oh, Lord pounder. Jesus. Pussy pounder. Pussy pounder. Damn.
Pisces pussy pounder. PPP.
Let's hear his fucking
mouth. You down with PPP?
Listen, I might be. Tell me a story. I'll come find out.
So on the first night on Thursday, he hooked up with a girl who was a Gemini.
Okay.
Ooh. Pisces Gemini.
Oh, guys, the toxicity for me.
Toxic as fuck.
With a sex tube bomb. That's it. Oh, no.
Like really? Remember my no dice Pisces? I can't attest.
So on the first night, he fucked the Gemini. So on the second night on Friday, another girl came over.
Ooh.
This girl was a Sagittarius.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So she's scrambling around in the bed, and she happens to find press-on nails.
What?
Press-on nails entangled around the beds and the sheets.
Is he doing drag, baby?
So obviously, she's going to be like, who the fuck are these? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe my sisters, which he probably doesn't even have a fucking sister.
I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Why would she
kind of the Pisces to come up with a lie on the spot? Like,
why would she pop the nails off in your bed? Like if my sister, I don't go to my siblings' rooms when I was younger and leave my press on to something.
When you're a crazy Gemini, your nails be popping
well,
off.
Well, not even that, but she probably did it on purpose. She said, this man probably fucking a lot of girls.
But he does have a margin Sagittarius, so they might have came off organically. I don't know.
I don't know.
He probably bit them off. Shit, I don't know.
I would not be surprised. So obviously he plays it off. Cool, whatever.
And she fell for it?
She really did.
Oh. She was like, she knew what time it was. She knew what she was there for,
Jesus
bitch.
Christ.
She really did. So on the next day, on Saturday, another girl comes over. This girl was a Leo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
He's pulling all air and fire.
I fucking love it.
I'm like, it's the Pisces putting in work for me, yo.
So now this Leo girl... She's in the bed, and she finds a gold glitter mask.
Oh, my God. Does he not clean his bed? What is wrong with this man?
We'll get to the hot tip after. Clean your fucking room.
For real? Come on.
So this Leo obviously is like, who is this? What is this doing here? So he's like, oh, I don't know. Isn't it yours? She's like, no. Then he's like, oh, yeah, that's mine. That's mine. And proceeds to, like, put it on. Like, yeah, it's mine.
It was gold with, like, rhinestones and shit.
It was clearly not his.
It was not his.
Like, he would not wear
it.
This.
It was his sister's. Because she had a rough night.
I cannot.
So on the next day, another different girl comes over. My God. Now, this girl was a Capricorn.
Oh, it's first Earth, but it's the horniest Earth, so it makes sense.
Oh, God.
So she's scrambling on the bedside, and she finds a pink vape. And she goes, I thought you didn't vape. Whose is this? And of course, he plays it off. He was like, yeah, that's mine, that's mine.
Every night, someone left the fucking chicken.
Looking real Hansel and Gretel, like the trail of candy to get back to the grandmother or whatever. Like,
oh my God.
Bitches is leaving.
Every night, somebody's leaving something like a little fucking.
The Capricorn girl also left something.
Oh God.
She left her lighter, some weed, and some rolling paper.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
No one came over the next day, so he got to use it himself.
Yeah. Oh, good. He get to keep that and get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you fucking die?
I'm dead.
Moral of the story is clean your
room.
Make your bed. Clean the bed.
These girls still clap cheeks after, like, oh yeah, it's your gold glitter mask. I'm like, the fuck?
The fact that he's able to play this off, like, it's the Pisces in him that's, like, able to, like, literally.
Aquarius Mercury.
When I tell you.
Oh,
this,
Jesus.
When
Christ.
I tell you he is so fucking charming and has, like, a way with words.
Oh, he sure does. Like, he sure does. Yeah. I walked in today and he's on FaceTime and immediately he got smooth with it.
He's like, I was like, what's up? We're like, oh.
Even I was taken aback. I said, oh, well, okay.
I know, Daddy. She said, hey, Daddy, he's going to hear that and be like, yeah. Ooh. You know he's listening right now because he probably will because he's on. He is fucking cheesing. We can't wait. You guys are going to die when he comes on. We're going to have such a fun app. It's
wait
be
till
wild.
You hear the other stories.
I'm like,
they're
yo,
insane.
Are you good? Like, you good?
I was literally talking to him for like 3 hours.
Oh, man, I can't
he's
wait.
He's funny. Like, he's mad. Well, he's like, because we're older than him. He's like, can you guys be like my mentors? And we're like, yeah, we will. We'll help you. So, yeah, he's cute. He's adorable, but he's fucking nuts. It's the Hansel and Gretel trail of fucking crumbs for me. Whole story.
What would you guys leave behind?
Wait, what about one time I went to this
I place, have left behind.
I asked him, you know, clip-in extensions?
Oh, I'm done.
I'm gonna die. One fell out. The next day, he sent me a picture of my clipping on the floor. I said, throw it out. I was like 21. Oh my God.
I'm deceased.
I usually never really leave anything there. I'm careful. Like, I'm not really like, where's my rings? Where's this? Where's that?
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe like a lash or something. Like,
I definitely lost a lash. I lost a lash mid-fuck and we couldn't find it.
I left my earrings once and I was like, can you give my earrings back, please? And the next day he gave them back. One time, this was funny, Sagittarius, fucking psycho.
Of course.
And he had a backpack of, like, goodies, and he was like, yo, get the backpack. And I went in the backpack, and there was a bra. And I pulled it out, and I said, what the fuck is this?
I don't know why I just laughed like that. I'm sorry.
Hardy, 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 hard. And like, I was like, what? I was like, what is this? And then he's like, I thought this was your bra. It was a fucking A cup bra. I'm sorry.
We did not call you an A cup.
I know. I said, excuse me? This is not my bra. Proceeded to tie him up and choke him with it. So it worked out.
I mean, I'm not mad at
him. I got mad at him and I choked him in the throat. I said, here you go.
Well deserved.
Well deserved. I said, how dare you think this is my bra, you sicko.
Oh, also to circle back to last week. Remember the Virgo that had a slut butt with a guy? We didn't know his sign. The coke. Like sex romp.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's the Virgo going full Inspector Gadget detective mode for me.
Ugh.
Okay. She found his sign. They haven't spoken since their romp. It was like a Tinder one-nighter. Googled the crib, trying to find out info, like Googled his address and shit. Did a true people search. Was trying, doing the most. Finally, she found some shit on Instagram. Boom. Got the name. Then went to true people. It didn't have his exact birthday. But it had that it was in January, so he was an Aquarius or a Capricorn. It could go either way. But then she goes, honestly, he had a whiteboard with dates at the crib, a Kobe poster that said, work ethic unmatched. Safe to say, that's a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Yep. But why this Virgo went full, like, inspect the gadget, got the
I'm not mad
like,
at it.
She was like, I'm a She said, I looked for 2 hours. I said, I know you're lying. I would have gave up to 5 minutes. I love you, baby. I love you.
Use your resources available to
count
you.
Count on Earth sign to pull a full investigation.
I will find out everything.
Yep.
Everything.
I am such... I should have been a detective. I probably... If this doesn't work out, I'm going to go be a detective. It's just, it's very easy for me to find information very quickly.
Yeah, when my friends like are trying to like figure something out, I'm like, give me the profile. I will find out.
It's like they went to school.
In 2 seconds, I will find out food poisoning. Everything.
They were in urgent care last year. She like finds everything. That's fucking
hot. Oh, I love it.
But now I got a good slut butt.
Oof, what you got?
Right, so I had this slut butt was given, part one was given to me a while ago when I was tabling it, and now I got part two. So I'm kind of going to touch on both of them. It's an Aquarius Oof. And a Sagittarius.
Woohoo!
So this was a Hinge date.
Okay.
Hit it off. She went to his house. They ended up having a great conversation, talking. She actually told him about the podcast, the fart fetish. Like, he was laughing. So then he's like, oh, what's my sign? And then he's a Sag. I'm like, go off, baby. Go off. Have fun.
I'm sorry, but which people live in this world and not know their sign? Like,
men. A lot of men.
True.
A lot of idiotic men.
True.
So they hung out. They start, this is the first time. They hang out. They start hooking up. He's in an apartment building that has a building parallel to him, but the flooring is all even. They start fucking around. His fucking balcony is open, and she's like, the door is open. He's like, let them see you. They did multiple rounds. I'm not going to go too much into this one because the second one is better. I mean, they were both great, but the second one's just wild. Multiple rounds, wild head, cuddled like he loved her, fucked her like he hated her.
Love
like,
it.
I'm not mad at him.
Ass up, head and pillow, hair pulling, choking, back shot, combo.
I'm wet.
Me too. Then they're talking about what they want to do next time, and she's like, I want you to fuck me in a full Nelson. So since Akita doesn't know what a full Nelson is, we're going to show her. Let's get her reaction on the pod.
Okay.
Love that.
I love that it's a moving picture.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. The dick's just going in. Yeah, like, look.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's hot.
It is hot. I need to get a tall person.
Yeah, for real. Like, and you guys, 6'7".
Like, where they at? No. So, and then he was like, we should have sex on Molly. We should do this. We should do that. Wow. Like, just all this. Like, they were, like, making all these plans. Whatever. So, that was part one.
Oh, I'm ready for part two.
These motherfuckers don't play. Okay, I love my bitch. She bought a schoolgirl outfit.
Oof.
Yo, she sent me a pic. I said, I know you're fucking lying. I was like, I'm horny looking at this. Little skirt, little tie top. She got a nice little booty peeking out. I was like, oh. And he was going to dress up like in a suit. Like they were there.
Like a teacher.
They're role playing.
Oh, I love it.
They're role playing. Okay?
That's right.
So she gets there and she arrives a little late. So she comes out in her outfit. Now he like worships her body. He's like, you're so beautiful. Like, he's just like caring, like blah, blah. Like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. Like he literally thinks like treats her like a goddess because she is a goddess and she looks like a goddess and he does not.
Well deserved.
Like, yep. Telling her. So he makes her do a little twirl in the outfit and he's like, oh, get on your knees and suck my dick since you were late. This one's like
she probably went off.
This one's in depth. Oh, she sucked some fucking dick. And then they like fucked and then like whatever, he finished. Yo, let me tell you, in the amount of time she was there, they had sex 5 times.
Oof. Love that.
Round two, blindfolded, tied to the bed, on the post, legs tied in a leapfrog position, ate her out, used a vibrator 69. Round three, couch sex while waiting for Wingstop.
Love that.
They smoked a little, they ordered wings. Flips her up, puts head in the pillow, ties the hands, face in pillow while choking her while her hands are tied. She goes, my wrists were worn, I loved it. Then they fall asleep. They wake up holding hands.
Aww.
Like a fucking movie, but a porn movie.
Oh.
Wake up morning, sex twice. Fuck twice. Next theme, cops and robbers. She's the cop. He's the robber.
Love that.
I can't wait. I'm like, give me the tea.
She found the keeper from the sound of it.
And he's like really sweet and good to her. Like they hang out. They have communication. They have conversation. Like even if they're just hooking up, like they have this kind of friendship bond where they're vibing.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, I love that for you because she's been through a lot. They're like, you deserve some deep dick
and
wing stuff.
So did she get the Nelson or nah?
Not yet. He didn't fucking the Nelson.
Damn.
I'm like, do it. I want to know.
But damn, so many rounds of tying
the
up.
The foreplay, the fucking role play, this, that, like, the tying up.
Oh. I feel like this is 50 Shades of Grey, but 50 Shades of Crazy, and I'm here for it. Like,
right up my alley. Let's go.
Let's go. Nikita's like, full Nelson, where? I'm there.
Does she know what the rest of his chart looks like?
No, she doesn't yet, but I was like, you know you motherfucking gonna ask, because I gotta look for you, honey. Mm-hmm. Now we got a bonus slut butt.
Oof. Oh, damn.
I was hanging out in the city this week and stayed in a hotel, okay? All right? Y'all already, they know what's happening. Hold
on. I sure do.
So I'm chilling in the room, you know, hanging out. and I'm hearing, like, I thought there was kids partying next door. I'm hearing a girl, a guy, I'm hearing music, they're obviously drinking, chilling, whatever, cool, no problem.
Kids.
It's like 5:30. It's like 5:30 in the afternoon, in the evening, and all of a sudden I'm hearing moans, and I'm like, what the fuck? And like, you know me, I was like, I'm going to get the video out. Like, I'm going to record this sound, my nosy ass. Whatever. So it gets to a certain point, I'm like, all right, I'm going to head out. Like, it is what it is. Now, I'm thinking, like, okay, I must be hearing them through the door next to me, like the wall.
Walls are thin in the city.
They are. Especially, you know, thin. A lot of city rooms now do those micro rooms where it's like a mini room, and I think the walls are thinner where, like, if you blow ass too hard, somebody's going to hear you. Real. Like, so if, like, if you could hear a fart, you could hear a fog.
Yeah.
Like, you got to, if you stayed in a micro room, put a pillow over that bitch's head. This story takes a turn, though. So I come out because I'm getting ready to go, like, grab some food, come out of the room, and I'm greeted with the door right next to me, this noise.
I can literally hear the ball sack. It's the ball
slapping for me. And then this was my favorite noise, the grand finale. You aren't ready for this. Not at all.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that bitch was loud.
He was putting work.
He was clapping them cheeks.
I literally heard his ball sacks in the hallway. I'm waiting for the elevator right here. And I was like, okay, go off shorty. Now, fast forward to the next morning, 7 a.m., I hear, doof, 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 doof. What the fuck? Who the fuck is she? Where the fuck you been? What the fuck? And then the two bitches start fighting. Fuck you. Who are you? Who are you? Blah, blah, blah. Scuffling's going on. The guy is screaming. The two girls are screaming. I guess the girl left. And then it got dead quiet. And then the door slammed.
I did not know that.
Got caught with another woman. I said, it's the technology today. You catch them like that. She said, room 604, I'm there. I'm coming.
Did you knock and ask them for their sign?
You know what I really fucking wanted to? I really wanted
to. I would left a note on their door. Like, listen, yo.
Like, yo, what's your sign?
Y'all clapping cheeks real nice. Just write your signs down, please, like, on the paper. What's your sign?
Y'all want a party? No, yeah.
You want a party?
But I was just minding my own business. And it's like, I was like, okay, shorty, come home.
Oh, she came hard.
At first, I thought it was a prostitute because I was like, it's a little, like, extra. And then I'm like, oh, it's an entanglement. It's a secret relationship. So that dick hitting different right
she
now.
Probably got a
it's forbidden fruit.
Yeah. She probably got a Leo Moores out there making it all dramatic.
Probably. I mean,
oh, also, my God.
If you're going to be loud like that, at least, like, make sure the vocals hit different. Sound nice.
She's I know like,
I could be loud as fuck, but, like, I make sure my Leo's, like, making nice.
You're, like, singing it, like, and this one's like,
she was like, I was like, yo.
What I think fuck? She lost all fucking control of her body. She was like,
blah, blah. She's like, yo, you got me fucking crying and shit. I was like, okay, shorty. That shit, yo. So that was my fucking weekend. And then I had to go sit at dinner like a normal person. I'm like, my neighbors are clapping cheeks. I kind of want to go listen to that. But like, anybody that was in the hallway in the vicinity of us, as soon as you left your room, the noise wasn't coming from the door. It was coming from the wall in the hallway. So like, anybody on that floor that was going to the elevator was hearing.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at those.
I'm not mad at it. I was kind of a little horny.
The fact that I could literally distinctly hear very clearly his ball sack just.
He was. Pile
driving that car. Can I peek in? Like,
yeah,
I would can
have,
like, I watch?
I wish y'all was. We would have been like, y'all need three more. y'all want make this a real poem?
It's the astrologers.
Knock knock.
You know, this week we wanted to give you guys more slut butts because we are talking about Chiron. Chiron. If you have seen your birth chart, you know your placement, you might have researched it, you might not have, but Chiron is very heavy. We're going to go into it, but we wanted to gift you with a little bit more kiki and laughter. That way, when we're all in our bag in the next 5 minutes, we have something to remember. Mm-hmm. Like, we wanted to come in hot and then break your hearts. No.
Break your hearts.
Break your heart. I saw you, I'm from Boston. Pop the car in the bar in the yard. But all right, y'all, let's get into it. Chiron.
Mm. Okay, y'all, now we're about to get deep. We're about to talk about Chiron. What the fuck is that, you ask? Well, Chiron is usually very overshadowed or not looked at too deeply by people who aren't heavy into astro. But let me tell you, knowing about your Chiron is a big dick healing energy, baby. Before we get into the Chiron signs, I want to let you know all about this placement. So Chiron is an asteroid that orbits our solar system somewhere between Uranus and Saturn. It's one of the most complex and often misunderstood symbols in one's chart. Now, in Greek mythology, Chiron was a centaur, which means half horse, half zaddy.
That was the worst name. My voice too low, it don't go to
the house. Love me a centaur, zaddy. Ooh. He was wounded and was incurable. So this led him to retreat and become a wise healer and mentor for others. He was blessed with the ability to heal others, but not himself. Mm. So what does this mean for you? Let me tell you, boo-boo.
Chiron's location indicates the place where we are in permanent contact with our pain and the nature of where we've been hurt in early life. Think soft spot. Just like his wound that did not heal, it also symbolizes our qualities regarding compassion that brings us closer to the pain others experience to help heal it. Some also say this past life energy and wounds that are made to be worked over and evolved in one's lifetime. Now, you know we haven't gotten into houses, which is big for Chiron, so go take a peek at that chart. Since we haven't touched on houses, we will be combing over just all 12 signs in Chiron. So are you guys ready to fucking cry and get sad?
I sure am.
Nah, fuck it, bitch. Let's feel it to heal it. That's the motto.
What are you guys' Chirons?
Cancer.
Oh, go on.
What's yours?
Gemini.
Oh, what's yours?
Virgo.
Oh, Virgo. All right. As usual, we will be going in order, babies. I'll take it away with the first one. Chiron in Aries. Chiron in Aries is the wound of self. The Chiron wound can come from a lot of different types of trauma in childhood. The outcome is always similar in any specific sign. It is said that they face many restrictions in early childhood or being forced in a direction they did not want to go. In Aries, the Chiron wound is all about a core feeling of worthlessness. Oof. Always the champion of the underdog and quick to cheer others on, but they forget to do this for themselves. They can also struggle with asserting themselves and have feelings over worthlessness. They need to tap into that Aries energy and pat themselves on the fucking back more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid and stop holding back.
Yep.
You're worthy of all you desire and can achieve it, bitches. Ow. Helping others express their strengths is a real knack, and with time, you can learn to apply this to your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was deep.
Yeah.
And like we said, Chiron is specific to each person, so unlike other episodes where we can't really speak on each one in a personal aspect, mm-hmm. we'll go more into our own, but if you have these Chirons, we're just giving you a briefing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Next up, we got Chiron in Tarsus.
Mm.
Chiron here is the wound of loss. There are a few ways that the Chiron in Taurus wound can manifest itself. Taurus is all about values, sensuality, material possessions, and moving slowly yet consistently through life. Some say you may have been given overindulgence as a child but didn't get true affection from parental figures. Mm. This Chiron will show insecurity in these areas. It reflects a wound of neglect. At some point in their life, they felt they didn't get enough of something, may have been material, emotional, or anything else, really. They feel unfulfilled and undernourished in some way, which affects sense of worth. They will find themselves denying themselves in the simple pleasures of life because they feel unworthy and feel guilt when enjoying things. Mm. But they encourage others to enjoy life's pleasures. Listen, you are deserving of love and enjoyment just as much as any other damn person out there. Release that guilt and fucking learn to let yourself give in to the pleasures of life.
Mm.
I feel like in true Tarsus fashion, it's always like we help everybody else but not ourselves. And that's what it feels like with Chiron and Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're the best to give the advice, but do we take it? No. And we're always, and we're the ones in the back, like,
yep.
Oh, God.
We timed this out wrong because the Chiron in Gemini's got to read Chiron in Gemini. So if you hear a sniffle, mind your business.
Where the tissues at?
Oh, God.
Get some tissues.
But you want to read your own too.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Chiron in Gemini. Chiron here is the wound of words. The Chiron in Gemini wound comes from feeling unintelligent, stupid, or unable to properly communicate.
Oh, God.
That's me.
Yeah.
Usually early in life, you were condemned or criticized when expressing yourself. This can manifest in a variety of ways, but always feels the same inside. At their core, someone with Chiron in Gemini will feel different from others due to communication and intelligence. It deals with communication and the nervous system. This Chiron shies from sharing their voice or may be a bit shy and doubt themselves when communicating with others. They either speak too much or too little, often swinging in extremes, never truly feeling comfort in speaking freely and from the heart. They are quick to offer info and advice to helping others. They need to learn to not doubt their own mental energy. You guys need to see that you are knowledgeable and not doubt this quality. Speak loudly and freely, even if your voice fucking shakes. Oh. You have this gift and do not doubt it.
How do you feel? How do you
feel? Oh, I'm shedding a tear right now. Oh.
But if you notice, when we do the pod, sometimes Steph will be like, oh, I don't know. She'll doubt true. That she could say things. Right. And I'm like, you're saying it fine. Like, why are you doubting yourself? And it's like, do you find, like, we're going to get deep on this app. Like, do you find that maybe there was a moment in your past, like when you were younger, that you felt like somebody shut you down that now maybe you didn't realize? Now you're like,
oh. Oh, definitely. Like, in school and at home.
She's like, it was everywhere. I was ridiculed.
I was ridiculed and condemned, but you know what? I'm still a bad bitch.
But once I wrote this and I remembered she had this, I was like, there's a lot of times where Steph will doubt the power of her words, but she's so amazing with advice. And this, and I'm like, bitch, you good. Like, speak. Scream. You're good. I don't know why I'm so shrieky tonight, guys. I'm sorry. But I'm like, you good. Mamma mia. You good. I don't know why. I sound like fucking Mario.
And it's so funny that it says that we either speak too much or too little. Because for me to, like, speak a lot, like, I have to be comfortable with who I'm with. Mm-hmm. I have to be in the mood. Like, if I want to say something, I'll say it. If I don't want to speak, I will not speak. She shuts down. I will just sit there. I will listen. I will observe.
Well, bitch, speak even if your voice shakes. You good.
You'll go.
I low-key don't want to read mine because it hurts. I'm kidding.
All right. I saw you taking some extra shots over there. I just getting ready.
Let me pull my jewel, drink my drink, get ready. I feel like Chiron and Cancer is like, they're all shitty, but this one's really shitty.
I think a Chiron in any water sign is just like deep.
All right. Chiron and Cancer is the wound of family. This person is often wounded by family in some way. There is some sort of early childhood trauma that leads to core feelings of loneliness, emotional pain, and emptiness.
Oh, boy.
They can feel like an outsider, unwanted, or unnurtured. On the plus, they are very nurturing for themselves, but is it difficult to allow others to care for them? They can care and give comfort for others, but they stray from receiving it back or they have difficulty. They can also hold guilt for underperforming and find it difficult to take advice and beliefs that they also share so freely with others. They aren't truly comfortable in places that don't have that sense of home. They need to learn to cherish themselves and find balance. You need to be able to open up and accept the love you deserve. Indulge in yourself once in a while. You were worthy. It wasn't your fault. Forgive and let it go.
How do you feel?
It's like heavy.
How is it heavy?
This is crazy for me because, you know, a lot of, like, I'm going to get really personal on the pod right now. Don't judge me if I get a little soft. I know Virgo moves don't show emotion, but the wound of family is crazy because as a child, I was abandoned by my father multiple times. And the fact that this is a wound from an abandonment of a parent or parental figure that leads to problems with, you know, like, emotions and opening up and this and that. It's a heavy one. I feel like all the water ones, they're all fucking heavy. But this, for me, when I read it, I was like, thank you, universe, for telling me I was going to have a Zeb beat Zed. Like, it was written in the stars. I wish I could have read my birth chart when I was younger. It makes a lot of sense. And I feel like through my spirituality, my path of growing and learning, like, I've gotten more, like, adept and better at these things. But it's still a work every day in progress for me, like, learning to truly open myself up, because I'm quick to give love, but then I'm like, oh no, because I don't trust it's gonna stay in a sense, you know. Mm-hmm. So Chiron and Cancer sucks. If you got one, let's start a self-help group. But no, a lot of it's about forgiving. You know, I did a lot of that work, like with forgiving, even if it's not face to face, just shutting it, letting it go. So god damn, Chiron, you really had to come for me. For the first time, these two have seen a Virgo moon show emotion. Let's just say, off the pod. Like, I was like, I need a minute. Like,
Geminis have emotions.
Gemini Virgo moons have emotions. And Capricorn rises. You'll probably never see that again. But But let's move it along. Chiron and Leo.
Chiron here is the wound of talent. Mm-hmm. Someone with Chiron and Leo will feel that they are not recognized or noticed for their specialness. Mm-hmm. Often during childhood, someone shot something down they were passionate about and it stayed. You are restricted and they might feel like they fade into the background and are overlooked. They have difficulty expressing their talents and often in some area they are extremely talented in. You often inspire others to share and express their talents, but you tuck yourself away and hide your magic. They also get triggered when feeling pride or sharing your positive outcomes with others. It springs you into guilt for being proud of yourself. So with that, get in touch with your inner child. Spring for that hobby or interest. Tap into your potential. Share it with others. You are talented. Believe this.
Mm-hmm. Who do we got next?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, please, God.
Are you ready to hear this, Nikita?
No. You might shed a tear, too. I'm
not going to front. When I was skipping over this, I skipped over the Virgo. I was like, I don't want to hear it. So this is going to get some raw emotion if I do cry.
I sent it to one of my other friends that has a Chiron and Virgo, and he was like, fuck. He was like, fuck you. Fuck. Why'd you send me that? Fuck.
And I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready, Steph. Can we just skip over Virgo? Let's go to Libra. Go.
I literally wrote the episode and mine shook my tits. So welcome to the club.
Oh, God. All right. Let's go.
Chiron in Virgo. Chiron here is the wound of perfection. This suggests a childhood wound that came about through harsh fear and judgment originally by family, which then planted the seed for them to be hypercritical of themselves. They feel they lack something which is related to self-worth later in life. They're so skilled at helping others improve and make things better, but they struggle to pay attention to the details of their own life, thus leaving them scattered and a little disorganized. They place expectations that are way too high, which leads to feelings that cause inner turmoil. You're quick to understand others, but not yourself. Working with others can be a holistic approach for them to learn to self-soothe and heal. Let go of the notion of looking perfect to others. You are wonderful as you are.
That's right, baby. Looking at you right now. And don't. She's like, please, I will cry.
You need to learn to open up to this. Mm-hmm. Chiron in Virgo often tries to hide this from the world. By opening up with others, they can begin to heal the need for perfection and what their life should look like to others. Accept yourself. You are made to be as you are.
You gonna cry too, baby?
No. I'm too perfect. No, I'm joking.
That's what my spoon said. No.
She's gonna be in the car. I'm like,
but this is so true because just in general, like when I do projects alone, like I've gotten like, I don't want to say like ridicule, but like there's judgment based on the projects that I do. Even becoming a makeup artist, that was like huge for my family. Like they were like, they didn't see it as a career. They didn't see it as anything. And to be perfect, it sounds so cocky, but it's true. Like, I would, if I'm not, like, I'd rather help other people, but on my own, like, if I'm going through it, like, it's like a whole depressive episode. Like, I'm really good outside, and then I come home, and I'm like, you won't hear from me. Yeah, you won't hear from me. If I'm going through some shit, like, you really won't hear from me unless you guys, like, hit me up or something. Mm-hmm. And my room is a hot goddamn mess.
My socks is
on the floor. I have clothes on my bed. I got clothes on my table.
You said, like, I get your dirty drawers.
Now they're clean. I just don't fold them, but, you know. But it's very, very true. It's crazy. It hits different. Oh, God.
So moving along to Chiron and Libra. Chiron here is the wound of relationships. This is said to come from a childhood that may have had a broken home, or maybe a parent was stepping out, having an affair. There was some turmoil in the realm of love, like the love that you viewed growing up, thus affecting your relationships in life. This stems from a challenge of basing self-worth on your relationship status. They usually face challenges with relationships and will throw themselves into partners too easily. They are hurt by being in relationships, but also being alone. They share a wonderful vision with others who are in relationships. They give great counsel to others, but lack being able to instill these practices in their own life. They may also be more prone to give over receiving their givers. They need to come to the realization that their worth does not stem from the love that another can give them. Some find self-healing through a proper relationship, or some find it on a journey of self-discovery. Self-love, bitch. Mm-hmm. You can offer amazing counsel to others, but you need to practice this in your daily life. You are wonderful even if you are standing alone. Love yourself and heal yourself through that.
Beautiful.
Next, we got Chiron in Scorpio. Chiron here is the wound of control. This wound can be caused by trauma or abuse in youth. It can mean several things. Usually, this is a big trauma that occurs in youth that can cause fear of sexual intimacy with others or even being surrounded by a loss that changed them. Since this is the most intense sign, this is a big one. Whatever this childhood trauma was, it led them to have a dive into their psychic side. This creates a control issue in life that blocks them to developing a natural trust and love when connecting with others. You can't understand a world without the need of controlling others. It's the mistrust that they feel with themselves that springs them into, by nature, not trusting others or losing themselves or control of the situation, so it springs them into being hyper-possessive. You need to make the space for forgiveness of self and others that have harmed you over life. Embracing your depth and feelings, but also finding balance between control and trust.
Is fucking key.
That's deep.
That's deep, yeah. Mm-hmm. Super deep. The water ones are deep.
The water ones
they are really
deep.
Are. The
water, I'm like, fuck off. I couldn't get Gemini where someone told me I was an idiot. Like, and I was like, oh, no offense. But like,
you can come after me because it's like, oh, I'm not perfect.
Like someone told you, oh, you want to wear the color pink, you should wear red. Like, no, I'm like, the water ones blow, bro.
They really do. They're hard.
When I saw that, I said, thank you, stars. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Love that for me. But I'm going to feel it. Heal it.
Forgive and let go, baby. Forgive and let go.
That's right, sugar tits.
All right, Steph, take it away for our next Chiron.
This is a sad episode. No, we're like, dicks, balls. Now we're like, my mama hit me when I was five.
Chiron is Sagittarius. Chiron here is the wound of belief. This relates to a trauma of growing up in a restricted or even abused due to your personal beliefs. You may have not been able to express your different views, which leads to immense disbelief in things throughout life. You're gifted with logically thinking about beliefs, but it's almost a never-ending search. Nothing feels permanent, and you just may not know what the meaning of life is, despite how hard you try. Immense disconnection to what they want to truly believe in. You inspire others to find their truth by encouraging them to tap into personal philosophies. Even though you struggle to find your truths, you so easily inspire others to do so. They fail to see the true power in their own depth and understanding of things because they are prone to rejection and disbelief. You must realize your wisdom is in your own heart to begin healing. Learn to trust in your unique vision of the world. It's where you'll find your power.
Mm-hmm. Trust yourself.
Moving on to the daddies.
Chiron and Zaddy corns. Chiron and Capricorn. Chiron here is the wound of recognition. This can often come from a trauma of extreme restriction in one's youth. You were made to feel never good enough or respected. This in life leads to an obsession of being the leader and being respected. They also struggle to accept themselves as they are. You possess a strong sense of structure and guiding others, but they can struggle to apply this connection in their own life, which leads to hypersensitivity in their calling, status, or responsibilities. They can lack self-discipline, even though they can lead others like crazy. It's more of a front, which can lead to inner turmoil and often be their own detriment. You expect far too much of yourself, and they can lean into a workaholic mode to prove self-work. They feel like they never get the recognition they deserve, even if they're the fucking CEO. It's the demand of respect from others that causes them to lose sight of enjoying their own accomplishments. Take a moment. Look at all you've done. You are doing well, and stop making the reaction of others your guiding force. You have the respect you think you don't. Trust this. Mm. Moving along to Chiron and Aquarius.
Chiron and Aquarius. Chiron here is the wound of belonging. This can stem from a trauma of being rejected in your youth. Being made to feel rejected or shamed for being different. It may have led you to believe that you weren't worthy of some of your hopes and dreams. You feel you won't be accepted as you are, so you can become a loner and distrustful. You believe in the power of the people and are a true humanitarian who embodies individuality. You are amazing at encouraging others to march to the beat of their own drum, even though you feel wrong for doing so. You can find yourself uncomfortable or self-conscious in a group setting and with friends for fear of rejection or lack of acceptance. Your immense sensitivity is your gift, but it's also where your biggest insecurity lives. It's as if you just can't trust yourself. Learning to trust yourself is empowering, and this is the path you must take to heal. Self-acceptance of all your light and your dark is where you will find your healing. Do not shrink yourself for the comfort of others. And last but not least, Chiron and Pisces.
Piscus. Mm. Chiron here is the wound of faith. This is a tricky one to have. All your life, you may have been physically and emotionally affected by others due to your very strong empathic abilities. This Chiron always feels as if they are in crisis mode, often having feelings of being guilty where they have no reason to feel guilty in the first place. This illusion and betrayal can often make life hard for them. They tend to go down roads they know are dead ends for the sake of false realities. Mm. Mm. They possess a loss of trust in the universe and can't relate to the oneness of all that is. They can often lean into victimization by the universe by feeling forces are always against them. They are also too quick to be forgiving of others just to smooth things over. Forgiveness is strong here, but sometimes this is taken too far. This can often lead to them holding on to things that would be better if let go. By learning to let things go and that things happen for a reason, and to just let it be can lead to deep healing, higher insight, and connection. Trust your abilities, but don't let the fear hinder you.
Mm-hmm. Amen today.
Jesus.
That was heavy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Listen, now we know Chiron was heavy. But, I mean, how do you guys feel? I
think we're all speechless at this point.
We actually had to pause during mine because my eyes welled up a bit. And they said, you have emotions? I said, I told you they're in there.
They're deep in there.
I mean, that's a sensitive topic for me. So anytime I talk about it, it's like a trigger. I'm like, even though I've been working, it's always going to just be something. Yeah. It is. And I'm sure many people who are in that sitch, Chiron and Cancer or not, they're going to be like, I feels you on that, you know? Mm-hmm. But I know you guys, too, were like, well, shit. Yeah.
How you know me?
Why the universe had to do me like that? Do us like this?
If astrology isn't real,
then why my Chiron is in Cancer? If astrology isn't real, tell me.
Then why stars? Why the asteroid? And why the sexy Zaddy guy? What is it? Sexy Zaddy Centaur in Virgo.
But he ain't sexy. He mean. I mean, listen,
he's
Chiron.
He said he was sad.
He got wounded and he could heal others.
But not himself.
But he couldn't heal himself. And if you notice, a lot of these signs, like, think Aries. Aries are usually so exuberant and express themselves. But a Chiron in Aries feels guilty for that. Leo is dramatic. They're the actor. They're the show. Chiron and Leo feels guilty and shameful of that. Cancer, feelings, emotion. Chiron, Cancer. Like, it's just Gemini, communicator. Chiron, Gemini, I can't communicate because I'm not comfortable. Mm-hmm. Virgo is like, Virgos want the perfection. Usually they're able to articulate. Chiron and Virgo, it's almost like it's the opposite. Where like, you have this possession of this energy to help and aid others, but in your own life, it's a sham. It's a shamble. And it's literally something you have to work on. Like, this is a big shadow work thing, too. Like, it's huge, Chiron. Like, it's fucking thick.
And a lot of people don't pay attention to their Chiron.
No, they don't know.
They're like, what is that?
That's the pain, boo.
That's the pain.
And they're like, I don't want to do that. Like, no, you want to feel it, you want to heal it. Like, it hurts. But you have to
At some point, you're going to have to face it.
Whether you're fucking 10, you're 20, you're 40, you're 50, you could be goddamn 99. Look at your Chiron. But by looking at your Chiron and where it lives in your chart can truly help you with self-healing and self-development. I mean, obviously, like we just said, it's on the shadow side. But I'm sorry, it can't be all love and light, baby. That ain't where the true healing lies. We can speak good vibes only. Meanwhile, you're like spiraling out of control.
Nope. You got to go through the dark to get to the light.
That's right.
True healing lies in the shit you don't want to face. Yeah, it's hard. But you know what else I say? Comfort zones are beautiful places, but nothing grows there.
Nope.
And at the end of each Chiron, we added a little bit of a quip of self-encouragement and kind of where you can lean in and find what will aid you and help you. You know, if it's not forgiving yourself, forgiving others, moving that, like it, you know. Fucking Chiron. I feel like we need to throw a slut button here or something. I'm depressed.
So, enough of the heavy shit.
Let's move.
Let's spice it up. Let's move on to one of our favorite parts. The poles and holes.
And holes.
Poles and holes, baby. Poles and holes.
So for our first question, we ask, what's the furthest you have traveled to fuck someone and why? What was so great about it? So a Gemini said, I drove to Virginia when my ex was stationed there for work. It was a total of 18 hours.
We had a Pisces say 1,000 miles because of a long distance relationship.
Damn. Okay. And I would drive 1,000 miles to come and see you.
Fuck you. Tonight. My ass. I drive in a car. What about you guys? What's the...
So when I didn't have a car, I would have to take the train, the bus, the LIRR.
Oh my god. Where'd you go, bitch?
Deep Long Island.
Oh, do you remember the town?
This was years ago.
I don't remember.
I don't know, but that shit was fucking
she
far.
She said the Hamptons. Is that one of the
ones? Brooklyn. Okay. By train.
By train. Ooh, by train.
You know, going from Queens to like deep Brooklyn by train is a fucking pain.
Shit's really only a 20-minute drive, but you're on the fucking train for like 3 hours.
It's so bad.
Oh, God.
I have to say, when I was 16, I took like the bus to the railroad, to the other railroad, to go to the other railroad, to go to fucking deep Long Island. And then in my adult life, it was Jersey. But I had my car. It was like 45. I know, ew. People from Jersey, listen, we love you. Sorry.
I don't.
It was like 50, like 45 minutes I would drive. Oh, that was the terrible. Cancer with the heart on his cockhead.
Oh, love
I
that.
Said cockhead.
On his mushroom tip.
I got a broken heart on my penis.
Like, literally, it was like on the tip?
Like, the tip of the dick, it was just a broken heart.
Yeah. Love that for him. Oh, good.
What about you, Nikita?
Transit-wise, I've gone to the Bronx. I went to Queens to see my friend, and then I took the subway, and she had to guide me. She was like, you gotta take this subway to this subway to this subway. And I was like, at that time, I don't know how the subway
She's
works.
She's like, give me a Metro card.
And
I
was like, all right. And then I went to the Bronx, and then I came back home immediately after because my dad caught me. He was like, wait, what the fuck? And then I had to come back. And then I've flown across the country.
I don't know why
but that was my man's. Sorry, that was because it was my man's. It's my man's.
Anyone driving is going to veer off the road.
And then driving wise, Connecticut. So.
You know what? We've all traveled for some dick and wop. It's okay.
We really have.
Before you had a car, how else were you going to get your shoe shot?
Hello. Hello.
The next one was, have you slept with an ex's best friend? And why? We had a Gemini say, yes, it's an ultimate fuck you power move. No regrets.
No regrets.
Oh, no regrets, she said. I love that. No regrets.
And then we had a Pisces say, never. Have you guys?
I did once. This was with a Libra I had dated. I was about 18 years old.
Okay.
And he broke up with me. And that was like one of my like first, like it was like a heartbreak for me. Like I was like, ooh, that shit hit different. So me and his friend always had a connection and we like would always flirt, but like he had a girlfriend. I kind of felt like we like had a connection more. I don't know. It was like this weird thing, but like we never acted on it. And then the Libra was just such a dick after like when we like the end of the relationship broke up. So yeah, one night I smashed the homie and I didn't tell him until years later. And he was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, no. But
sure
it was
did.
Like a power move, like fuck you, like, fuck you.
I love
good
that.
I'm not
you.
Proud of it now, but back then, 18 year old angel, she was like, alignment where? No, we're operating from ego, like, mm-hmm. And I smashed the homie.
I love that.
Honestly, and he was a Scorpio.
I would love to do that, but I've got the guts. Done it. Then the next question we got was, what sign has been your biggest disappointment and why?
Damn.
We had a Gemini say Pisces moons.
That wasn't me. There must be another Gemini that's also Scorn.
That's why I'm laughing, because it's another Gemini.
Yeah. I'm like, for the record, it wasn't me.
And then we had an Aquarius say Capricorn. They always end up hurting me.
No.
How do you guys feel? What sign has been maybe, like, we're not even talking just in the bedroom. We're saying in general, like.
Disappointing wise,
it's hard.
Yeah, I have a couple, but I'm gonna say I think the most disappointing signs for me, there's a couple, but I feel like one, Aquarius is for sure, just because Tauruses and Aquariuses, that match is very, very toxic.
It's hard.
Romantically, it's toxic. Friendship wise, I could get along with them easily, but just romantically, no. It's
and
disappointing,
it's disappointing as fuck. And then,
for you guys,
yeah.
And then Taurus men, for me, because I thought that I went into it going in. I've never dated a Taurus. And then recently, you know, a couple weeks ago, I said the story on the pod. And the problem with that was I wanted to go, when I always envisioned dating a Taurus, I was like, oh, he's going to be like me. Like, we're going to be so similar. And it's going to be so awesome. And we kind of were in the beginning. But I feel like just his other placements, too.
He moved funny.
He moved real funny. What's so funny? He shits on Aquariuses, too, but he started moving like one. And I was like, you know what?
You tapping into that Mars too much.
You tapped into your own. Yep. And his Mars is in Aquarius. So that's funny to me how, like, you shit on them so much. Because he also had his energy. Yep. And you moved like one. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like a snake. Mm-hmm. And that was just... I'm not that I would not give it another shot, but it's very disappointing to me.
Now, at this point, it's
I'm sorry. Let me refrain from what I... Let me just reword that. I will date another Taurus man, but I won't date him anymore. Like, bye. Adios. Bye-bye. That's bye-bye. On. Enough bye-bye. Of me. I'm rambling on. Steph. Come on, Steph. Give me what sign disappointed y'all ass. Some of that
down. Yeah. No, the same as you, Aquarius.
Yeah.
Like, they're so much fun. I love them as friends, but just romantically, it just doesn't work. And it's so upsetting.
Like, it is. we're saying it so nicely. Like, it's sad.
Like, you love them.
You play me like it's a fiddle.
You're not saying anything against the signs or like this. Like, I love you guys and I appreciate you, but just personally for you, it just isn't a thing.
No.
Yeah.
Me personally, I find, you know, I dated Tauruses for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I'll go into some of my Taurus stories next week. It was great, but at the same time, it didn't work. You know, there was a disconnect. And now I feel like me with Tauruses, like, they're like, oh, look at this pretty butterfly. I want to hold it, but then they want to cage it. And it's like, how can you appreciate a butterfly when it's in a cage? Let it be free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, but I feel like there's a problem I've had with a lot of fucking people. You know, like,
if it's hard to bag a Gemini, so if you bagged one, I'll just be lucky and let her be, for fucking Christ's sake.
You need to give me time, right. And I feel like a lot of people are so rushed, especially at our age. Guys were like, you know, late 20s, 30s. People are so, like, conditioned to feel like we need to be married, we need to be this, we need to be that, until they're like kind of late, and it's like, no, like. This is not 1950. I don't have to get married right now just because I'm trying. Like, relax.
Chill out.
So for our next question we got, what is your favorite placement in your birth chart?
Yours.
And your least favorite in your birth chart.
Okay, let's get into it.
So we got definitely my Gemini sun and Aries moon, because these two are the reason why my humor exists.
So she loves it. That's I love that for her. That's a cool combo.
I like that loads.
We had an Aquarius say, I love all of my placements. They make me who I am. It's the Cancer rising saying that for me.
Then we have a Pisces who said, her favorite placement is her Sagittarius moon, and least favorite is 100% her goddamn Pisces Mercury. That is hysterical. Oh my God.
Well, how do you guys feel about this? Like, Nikita, what's yours?
So my favorite placement in my chart, as much as I was going to hate it for a long time, I love it, is my Virgo rising.
That must have hurt to say.
It sure did, but I love it because it protects me. So that. And my least favorite... I'm going to say my Mars in Aries.
Oh, I'm surprised.
It's a love-hate relationship because when I get pissed off, I get pissed off. And I'm very explosive and I'm impulsive. And it nothing stops me because I see red.
You don't think, you just do.
I just do. And like, even if it means I'm going to text you 50 times because I'm pissed off at you, it means I'm going to text you 50 times because I'm pissed off at you. And I'm going to continue to be pissed off at you and... do really like think hateful things about
balance,
you
baby.
I know I gotta bounce it out. And it's so funny when I look at my chart because I never understood that, like, even when I was a young kid, like, I'll like punch walls and shit and be like, what the fuck is wrong with me, like, I'm nuts. And then I look at my Mars, I'm like,
it makes sense.
So it's a love hate relationship, obviously, because, you know, I'll, you know, in the bedroom it's nice, but when I'm pissed off,
when it comes to being upset or angry, you're like, I'm an idiot. What am I doing?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Because then I'll do it and I'm like, wait.
She's like, no regrets, but regrets.
No regrets, but then I'm like, damn, I went a little too far. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Steph, what about you? Oh, well.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Well.
Steph, what about you?
I actually love my whole chart.
Oh, it's the Cancer moon for me.
It's the two Cancer places. Like, I'm perfect.
No, I feel like I have a nice, well-balanced chart.
You do, actually. You do. I do. I love her chart, actually.
She has a little sprinkle of love, a little sprinkle of harmony, a little sprinkle of demonic.
A little sprinkle of freak, like, yeah, in the bedroom, a little sprinkle of this, a little sprinkle of that.
We don't have much fire.
Not at all.
Oh, wow.
Like, no. She's my fire. Water, earth.
Fireball.
And air.
Air.
She's the airbender.
She's the earthbender, bitch. Earth and water. She's like,
what about you?
I would have to say I love, you know what? I know I just roasted you for that, but I do love a majority of my chart. As I get older, I grow to love it more. Like, I just be like, fuck, I'm a Virgo moon. That sucks. Now that I'm older, I'm like, that's why a bitch is so organized and blah, blah, blah. Like, I could do this, do that. I do dislike that it makes me, I guess, a little colder. Like, people don't really know that I do have such an immense depth of emotion because I do have that earth in my big two.
Mm-hmm. It's somewhere in there.
I feel like it hides it where, like, I could be, like, so, like, oh, my God. And, like, it won't show. It won't show. So, that's, like, something I work on, whatever. I would have to say my least favorite is the Chiron and Cancer. Why the universe did me like that? But that's just, like, whatever. Fuck. But, no, I'm not mad at my chart. Have you fantasized about anyone else during sex? Who and why? We had a Pisces go, no, I like to live in the moment.
Good for you.
We had an Aquarius go, yeah, all the time. Fuck it. We had a Capricorn go, what? Okay. What do you guys think? Have you ever done that?
I may or may not have dibble-dabbled in fantasizing about other people.
Oh, for sure. Especially when the sex is whack, you're just there, like
zoning out.
It happens sometimes. It'd be like that sometimes. It is what it is.
Chet Hanks, come at me. No.
She's like, I love ginger. She's like, give me that fucking red fucking head.
It's a Chet Hanks summer, y'all. Come on. I'm like this close. Like this close to DMing him.
Do it.
To fly him out.
Just do it.
Should she do it? Right. We're going to write a poll, guys.
Fucking do it.
Next question.
Have you ever tried using food or candle wax during sex? And how did it go? We had a Pisces say, I did the candle wax once. I burnt myself, though, and I'm very messy.
She did like it, but it was messy.
Oh, God.
We had an Aquarius say, frosting and whipped cream. It was hot, but messy and sticky.
Yep. I know, that's right.
I done whipped cream, too.
Me, too.
We had a Taurus say, no, but I want to. Oh, wait, whipped cream. We had a Gemini say, What about you guys? How do you feel?
Honestly, the whole candle wax thing, I would love to try it. Cause
yeah, I don't think I've done, like, I've just sat there and dipped my finger in a candle.
Yeah, and like, but not freaky way.
Had a porn on my titties or something, like.
Make a candle that's wax hot. Mold. Ooh.
You got a lot of candles around here.
Dip
what's up?
Let's light some up. Dip your titty in the candle. Just dip your titty in the candle.
Just keep dipping it and make a mold.
I don't really think I've ever fucked around with food. Like, even, like,
no whipped cream? No?
Like that. Nah.
Really?
I've done whipped cream and, like, chocolate syrup.
Yeah. What, if someone's ass cracked? Like, made a sundae on that pussy? Like,
let me eat that pussy.
It's Mrs. Softy up in this bitch. She's like, it's not like a sundae out them pussy. It's not that pussy.
It's so fucking messy.
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
very sticky. Messy, yeah. But it's so
I
fun.
I don't want to be sticky.
But it's so fun.
It's fun.
My Virgo moon's like, you're going to fuck up my sheets. Get that off. Like, you can't even eat in my bed. I'm like, get off. I'm not a Taurus, guys. I'm sorry. Of course, both you bitches were like, yeah, I would make pussy sundaes.
Thank you again for listening to this week's episode of The Astrologers. Cook
destroyer.
As we end Aries season, we want to end it with a bang. Mm. But for next week, we are diving right into the best season of the year,
Taurus season.
I know the fucking line. Get the snacks, get the Uber Eats, get the fucking munchies, because it's Taurus season. Bitch.
Get the onesie. That's right. Get the onesie, get your fuzzy blankie.
And you about to be about your bag.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, but this is our last Aries season episode.
I know. I love the energy from Aries season.
But I love Taurus season two.
You bet. Yeah. You fucking better. You fucking better.
Why did I say Taurus season two? I can't say that I'm not excited for it because I'll probably get flayed a lot. So, you know, we're going to dive into all the events that are occurring during Taurus season. We're going to go into some crystals. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to share slut buds. So tune into that shit, bitch.
There's a lot of shit going down during Taurus season.
There is so much. And I'm like, I know you're fucking lying. Y'all bulls pulled up and were like,
I am ready.
Like, all right, bitches, relax.
I'm pulling out my septum ring next week and then pull out.
That's why I got boogers on it.
No, my birthday is like the day after the kickoff of Taurus season.
That's it. Yes.
But, you know, we hope you guys enjoyed Aries season. We can't wait to share more with you and stay the fuck tuned.
So as usual, please follow us on our social medias. We are on Instagram at @the_astrologers. We are on TikTok at @the_astrologers. We are on Tumblr at @the_astrologers.
We everywhere.
We everywhere.
Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Hey, like and subscribe. Hey. Whether it's Apple or Spotify, pop your pussy to both.
Ew, ew, ew.
You know we got to go out on a bang for the last, you know, episode of Aries season. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Give it to me, daddy. Woo.
Yeah. 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 Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. Move from the bed. Down to the floor. You make
it so good, I don't wanna leave. We burning in hell, yo. Don't want your man to see. Bye, fuckers.
Bye, fuckers. We hope you guys enjoyed. We love you.
Astro out.